Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the Big Brother franchise from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 74. Let's get started. All right, welcome, ladies.
Hey.
Hey-dee-ho.
Hey-dee-ho. The sisters are back to talk about Celebrity Big Brother UK 2016.
We're back.
And now that we're heading towards the end, I guess we can hold this question for later. So just think, noodle on it while we're talking. How do you feel this Celebrity Big Brother season has been stacking up to others?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good question, huh?
Okay.
We'll ponder as we talk through. So the last time we spoke, well, our last epic podcast, which I adored, was with three great guests, Christine, Joanne, and Joseph.
The best. It was so fun.
So good. That was great.
It was such a fun episode. We have got to do that again.
I was just going to say, we have to do that more often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
So the last time we talked, though, we were talking through all the drama from David dying, the shunning of Tiffany, and then later Christina's exit from the house, which we were really not that, you know, didn't affect us one way or another.
No.
Yeah. So we have, what, I think a week and a half, 2 weeks since then.
Yes. Maybe.
Sounds right.
And a lot more has happened in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
It seems that everyone has made up. They either, and I couldn't ever figure out, let's get on this topic of Tiffany, because that was one of the last things we were talking about the most, and that whole David's dead shit, and everyone wanted her to leave the house, but in the last, you know, week or so, it seems that everyone has turned a corner, and they really like Tiffany, and when she says things like, I don't fit in, they're trying to tell her, you know, shut up, yes you do.
Yeah.
What do y'all think? Do y'all think that is real or strategy on, like, subtle strategy on the other housemates?
On her part?
No.
Strategy on her part or on their part?
Their part. The other housemates' part.
No, I think because she has kind of changed her tune a bit, she took Gemma's advice, and she is doing more around the house and helping out more. So I think that they genuinely do believe that she belongs there with them. Every time she gets nominated and saved, she's always surprised. Like, I don't know why I'm still here. I don't belong here. Mm-hmm. But I think they're sincere when they say, yes, you do belong here with us.
Yeah, I don't think it's strategy on their part. I couldn't give them that much credit.
Right.
But I like how she's fitting in better.
Yeah.
Like, she's getting along with people. She's laughing. Mm-hmm. She's having fun. And that's good.
She seems more comfortable.
Yeah.
Her laughing makes me laugh. I will say that.
Yeah.
It does.
Now, what do you think about her? Let's stick with her for a second. There was a task that they had where whatever that lady's name was, Nancy, Virginia, whatever her name was, that came in and was going to detox the house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she told Tiffany she was a sexual predator, and she was toxic for the house because she was trying too hard to fit in, and she wanted her to quit smoke. She wanted all of them to quit smoking, eat right, get all the toxins out. What did you think about how that lady's perception of Tiffany was?
I think that lady's perception of all of the house guests was like, exaggerated. It wasn't that serious.
Yeah. That lady was a total buzzkill.
I understand she wants people to smoke less or drink less and be more healthier, but she was just really to the extreme.
Yeah. She wasn't very pleasant about it either.
At all.
Right? She's just like, you are toxic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she came out guns blazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Guns blazing. And then we have the Stephanie, Jeremy, Jez, whatever the hell they're calling him. Chez.
Where does Jez come from?
I feel like they keep saying Chez, but I think it's Jez.
I think it's Jez, yeah. Just
I don't know where that came from.
Nickname for Jeremy for somehow.
All of a sudden, like, Stephanie just started referring to him as Jez, and I was thrown off, like, for a while. Like, who is that?
I know. Well, she kind of talks funny anyway. Like, sometimes when she's talking really fast, when she talks fast mm-hmm. anyway, normally, I have to really concentrate.
I can actually only really understand her if she's crying.
Oh,
which is weird. And she cries like every episode. That's so true.
That is so.
Yeah, I think she's from Liverpool too, so her accent is tough.
Oh, okay. Is she? Is that the yeah. difference? Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but no, the crying, I really can't understand her then. But that, she talks a mile a minute.
Yeah.
And she kind of talks over people also.
Yes.
When they're trying to talk to her.
Yeah, she does.
But the, you know, I kind of feel bad for her in one way and then kind of like, girl, come on now. And in another way, because some of the things that they've talked about in the recent episodes kind of made it look like, you know, she's confused, obviously. Her current boyfriend or none of the boyfriends she's ever had has ever treated her well. And I think there was a scene where either Jeremy or she was talking to Scotty T about how she's never been on a real proper date, taken somewhere not. I'm like, really? What? So that kind of made me feel for her. But then there's other times when she's just talking and talking and talking about, I know I'm confused and I'm young and I know, but I just really feel for him. And
oh, God.
Like, can we not? Are we done?
No, she's out of control. I know she's confused as well, but you can try to focus yourself or try to just relax for a second and think about what you're doing before you're jumping into bed with this guy. But then the next minute you want to marry your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And yeah. just the fact that she's leading him on, I mean, that's, she's right. confused, but now she's confusing him and she's involving another person, which is not, exactly. it's not a good thing.
But then he wasn't any better, which I think started to annoy some people.
Yeah. That Jeremy isn't yeah. wasn't any better.
Jeremy. Because he would talk about how, yeah, someone would tell him, oh, she's going to go back to her boyfriend. He's like, oh, I can't do that. I'm going to have to break it off or cool my jets or, you know, whatever. And then the next minute he's hugging on her. They're back in the bed. Same thing. I know Scotty T was getting annoyed. And I feel like if Scotty T's annoyed, you've really gone too far.
Definitely. Oh, man.
I think for her, like, my whole thing with her, I understand she's confused, but I feel like she doesn't have to be confused. Like, she's so young. It's okay if you date or interested in more than one guy. Mm-hmm. You're young. Have fun. But she's just like, she's putting herself through it and making her own self confused.
Yeah.
Because like you said, one day she's wants to marry her boyfriend back home. And then the next minute, literally, she's yeah. in the bed with Jeremy.
Yeah.
That's the part that was so bad about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of, and I'm thinking, this shit's only been 2 weeks. Or a week, however right. long it was.
Exactly.
You can't go a week without your boyfriend in your face to totally forget the fact that you had the boyfriend.
Exactly.
Or
right.
Is it just that you really had this connection with Jeremy and that you couldn't help it no matter what? But based who on, does, go ahead.
Now, who does this remind you of?
Tully.
Yep.
Yes, exactly.
And what was his name? Yep. Drew.
Drew.
Yep. Exactly.
But, oh, I'm like, who could resist Drew?
That was such a good season.
That was such Wasn't a good it? Season.
Missed that.
Notwithstanding her roots, it was a oh, good yeah, season. Oh, yeah,
her bad hairdo.
That's the style now, though.
It is.
I don't like dear. It.
I don't that's like the it style. Either.
It's, but, ugh.
No.
But, I mean, really, Drew was a catch, honey. Jeremy, I can't get over them damn tattoos. And then sometimes, certain episodes, it looks like he's got face makeup on.
What?
Like powder and stuff.
I didn't see
that. Or maybe it's just the spray tan that they put on.
Maybe it's the spray tan.
They do love a spray tan.
What was the other season we watched and we noticed? Oh, Drew's season. We noticed. Remember, Drew used to wear makeup.
Yeah, eyeliner and stuff.
Yeah.
And paint his nails and stuff.
Yep.
I know. That's just now. And it was so funny. There was an episode where Jeremy was changing his shirt or something. He had a Gappy shirt on or he was changing it. And I thought back to you, Joseph, when you said, what is with this patchwork quilt tattooing that he has on his body? Because his back had like a cartoony pattern and okay. The front part had like a real something other symbol thing. I was like, yeah, this is patchwork.
Yeah.
Well, didn't we hear on Big Brother Bile that he lost a bunch of family members?
Did you
hear that?
Lost.
So I think he lost his mom, I think his brother and his sister within like a really short time frame.
Ooh, really?
When he was young. And that's why he has so many tattoos. Like, they're kind of reminders of all of them, I guess.
Oh, they're like...
Kind of a thing.
Memorial tattoos?
Yeah, represent them.
I didn't hear that, but I am behind on their podcast. Yeah.
So.
See, I like him even more now.
There you go.
Tattoos with a purpose. I'm all yeah. for it.
Yeah, but can we get some kind of coordination?
It's a work in progress.
That's true.
He can't get all tatted up at once.
He's got quite a few for it still to be a work in progress. We need to, like, by the what? The 40th one? You need to have some kind of cohesive thread
plan.
Throughout that. Yeah, plan.
No, but you got to, like, leave spaces here and there.
Blueprint. He ain't got no space left except for the bottom part of his body. Now, I have noticed his legs, he doesn't have any on his legs.
Not yet.
But, I mean, all the way to the neck, the jawline? Honey, please.
You still got a lot of living to do. That's a lot more tats.
That's true. Yep.
That's true. He's going to run out of real estate.
He's got to go below the belt now.
Real quick. So what did
I still think Jeremy's kind of... Because wasn't he the one that dressed up, cross-dressed
yeah,
with
okay.
the date with David?
Mm-hmm. He did, yeah.
See, I can't get that out of my mind, so...
Oh, but wait a minute. Wait, hold up. What's this deal with these guys kissing each other?
And thank you.
But wait, just like,
was that with Scotty?
Okay, so him and Scotty T were doing something and they kiss each other. Oh, they were doing that lip sync. Okay, funny, ha ha. But then there's another episode where I think it was John and Darren were hugging each other. And they just kiss each other, smack on the lips.
And it's normal.
It's casual. Yeah.
Okay.
It's casual, natural.
It's not like romantic, but.
No. But still,
it's just kissing a man on the lips.
Yeah, but the way they do it is just like they're giving each other a high five. Like it's that nonchalant.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah, I guess.
I think.
Maybe it's their culture. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I assume so.
Yeah.
Because no one else gave a side eye or anything.
Like, there they go again.
Right.
Kissing each other.
That doesn't bother me as much. But although I did look at it, I did kind of do a half side eye because I was like, okay, what? Huh?
Right. Yeah.
We don't see that often here. But no. I'm still giving these fools a side eye for sitting their asses up on the counter. And crossing legs. I mean, they throw that leg over quick.
What?
Well, John does it like, that's just how he sits. So I'm
Jeremy
used to him
does
doing it.
Darren did it. They're all doing it.
I haven't noticed any cross-legging.
What?
Just, hey, come on now. Oh, no, there's cross-legging going on.
Heck yeah. A lot.
And butt sitting on the counter.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
You know, I give a side eye to men sitting Indian style. So as soon as they cross their legs, it's just weird to see.
I think it's odd, but, you know, I mean,
well, hey. Shouldn't it be uncomfortable?
Well, it's not uncomfortable for women, is it?
Well, it shouldn't be for us because, hello.
There's nothing there.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Maybe they move their stuff around.
But when they hop up on the counter and cross their legs so fast, you don't see them adjusting.
Maybe they have really tight unders on.
Mm. Oh, maybe that's it.
Maybe that's it.
I can only cross one way.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Hmm. I should take some yoga or something.
I'm sitting here doing it.
Oh.
Really? One way?
I only go right to left. I can't go left to right.
Like right over left?
Yeah. Right over left. Can't go
what
left
happens
over
when
right.
You try to do left over right?
It's all askew. I can't get it like tight, you know?
It's all sitting out, like poking
it's
out.
All, yeah. It's just not, it's not rad.
Oh my gosh. Can I talk about work real quick? There is this coworker when we have meetings in this room, and she's first of all, this chick is tall as fuck. I'm jealous of the tallness.
How and, tall?
Oh, probably like 5'8" or 9".
Ooh, wait till we meet.
Wait a minute, 5'8" is like extra tall to you?
Yeah, because
yeah, I'm 5'2".
Come on, what's 6 inches?
You're gonna be a hobbit when we meet. She's even shorter, right?
No,
I'm super she's, short.
How you're 5'2", aren't you, or 5'1"?
Well, my ID says 5'3".
So but that's a lie.
No, how tall are you?
I really don't know because I always just go by 5'3". But I wear heels. Like I wear heels every, just about every single day. You like might as well say I sleep in heels. So no one really.
So in heels, how tall are you?
Tell how short I am.
How tall are you in heels? Like what kind of heels? Depends. Like 3 inches?
Well, it depends on which heels I'm wearing.
Oh, damn.
I have like, most of them are 3-4 inches.
Oh, wow. Shit. I can't do that. I would have a broken neck and ankle.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you're 5'2" or 5'3", and someone 5'8" or 5'9" stands next to you, you feel like they're fucking gigantic.
Yes.
And especially if they're leggy, you know?
Yeah.
So, because like some people have longer legs, some people have longer torso.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
I remember, this woman was gorgeous. Where was I working? Anyway, she was from Kenya or I can't remember where. I think it was Kenya. She had to be 6 feet tall. Beautiful woman. Her legs came up to my effing chest. Like the top of her leg.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Where their leg meets the hip was like at my chest. And I was like, oh my gosh, your leg is like over half of my length of my body.
Wow.
Yeah. I do have a long torso.
Okay, so you have shorter legs and a longer torso.
I think so.
I have a short torso.
And longer legs.
I think I have equal.
Okay.
I think equal. I need to measure.
What you got, Sister K?
I think I'm equal. I don't think my legs are that long and my torso is not that long.
So anyway, tell us about the tall girl at work.
Okay, so we're in this meeting. And every time I sit near her or across from her or whatever, I'm getting kicked because her long ass legs are crossed. And her legs stick out. So then they're bumping me, hitting me and stuff.
I hate that.
Do you ever say anything?
I've stopped at this point because it happens so frequently. I'm now used to this shit.
Do you always have to sit behind her?
No, but when we're, like, certain rooms are smaller.
I mean, in front of her?
No. If I'm on the side of her, it happens because she's crossed her legs and now it's to the side of me. You know, the one leg's to the side.
Right.
And then if I'm in front of her, then it's just because her damn legs are so long that it kicks out in the front. You know, there's no winning because she's leggy. Yeah.
She takes up a lot of extra space.
Well, she's thin as hell, too. But the leg is so long. So I'm like, what do you do when you have this leggy ass people crossing? So what I was going to say is, you know, when you're crossing your legs, you got one leg that's always sticking out to the side. You're going to hit somebody.
Exactly. I like a nice tight cross.
Yeah.
And I can only do that right over left.
Nice tight cross.
You know what I mean?
Now I need to be mindful when I cross your legs and someone's next to me.
Yes.
I don't think
she should be able to do a tight cross. She's got no meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should be extra tight then.
She should be.
Right? There's nothing to get in the way.
That's true. She should be.
You can practically loop one under the other.
Yeah.
Some people that can do that, that has to hurt.
That's too much.
Yeah.
What has to hurt when she crosses her leg?
No, when you loop one underneath the other leg.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like your knees got to hurt right. after a while.
Because it's bone on bone.
Bone on bone.
Bone on bone. It's so funny because one of the other people, this is probably not. You know what? I wonder if this is considered bullying.
Uh-oh.
I hope not because I just think it's fun. We tease each other, but I'm thinking now it could be we're office bullies.
How?
Well, because.
Give an example.
One day.
Uh-oh.
She falls. She's fallen a couple of times because she carries a lot. And anyway.
The tall lady?
Yeah, the tall girl.
Falls down? Well,
that's got to be awkward.
Fallen a couple of times. Once what in the parking hell? Lot. I didn't even see it. This was okay, told so to me. She told does she, us this one.
So the way she falls.
I don't know.
Is it? Well, no. You've seen her fall before, though, right?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh. I was going to say, is it the type of fall where you're like holding your breath because you don't know if she's hurt, or is it the type of fall that's funny?
I don't know because I've never witnessed it. I okay. probably would laugh because I laugh when people fall anyway. But I think the one in the parking lot was because she wears heels on top of being tall as hell.
Jeez.
And I think her heel got stuck and her computer went one way and the other purse went this way. And
oh, apparently boy.
She scraped something. And then, so one day, another coworker, actually it was the manager, my manager, but they're like coworkers, said, she's like a baby colt, you know, on brand new legs that can't
like
walk.
Bambi.
You know, like a baby horse that when it's first standing up, they're kind of shaky and their legs are so skinny and thin. It's like you can't imagine their legs even holding their mm-hmm. bodies up. I don't know why I felt that was so funny. We laughed for about 5 minutes straight.
And oh, man.
She kind of laughed at first, and then she was kind of like, okay. She kept trying to get back to the topic of the meme. I was like, hey, this
she's like, okay, it's not that funny.
This is hilarious.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. So hopefully she knows that it's fun. But anyway.
Okay, so I have a question. Have either of you had, like, a really bad fall?
Oh my gosh.
One that you can remember, like that stands out?
Yes.
What's the scoop?
Okay, I'll tell you a funny story. I don't think I've told you this one before, though. Back when I was in high school, I was, you know, a goofball. And there was one night I was coming out from the school. It was nighttime. I don't know why I was there that late. But I was with a friend. It was raining. And there were puddles. So just being goofballs, we started like skipping in the rain, in the puddles. My friend started to fall. She's behind me. And she grabbed onto me.
Ooh.
And pulled me, you know, pushed me down basically. And I smashed my head into the pavement.
Oh my God.
Like my forehead.
What? Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, my forehead, like, you know, just above my eyebrow.
So you had like a scrape on your forehead.
Her head probably busted open.
No,
oh
no.
My gosh.
It didn't bust open, but you know how much blood there is in your head. My forehead blew up. So I looked crazy. I could not even tell you.
Oh my gosh.
It was so swollen. And how like long did to that... this day, I still have the bump on my forehead.
Really?
Nobody can tell, but I can feel it.
Stop.
How long was it puffy? Yeah.
Okay, so the problem after that was that, you know, so it's damaged or whatever. My forehead is damaged. But then after a while, you know, the swelling started to subside, but then gravity started to drain it. And I wound up with two black eyes.
What?
I was so pissed at that friend.
Yes, oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yes, seriously. I still remind her of that.
Oh, and how the hell? You didn't even get to break your fall or nothing?
No, I didn't. I didn't know she was falling until she was pushing me over.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, probably lucky I didn't do more damage, but it would take a long time really to hurt yourself. Heal up.
Okay, did she have any bruises from
no,
her fall?
No, she was fine.
No, because she broke her fall.
Yeah, she fell on me. Oh. She also chipped one of my tooths once. My
what?
Yeah, she's dangerous.
Oh, yeah, you need to say it. Yeah, you need to. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So that's my worst fall, for sure.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't even my own fault.
That's terrible.
Yeah. But that was back in high school, so I've recovered.
Yeah, but high school is the time you don't want to have, you know, big-ass bruises.
Very true. I just told people I was in, like, a car accident.
Oh, damn! Why did you go to the car accident excuse?
I didn't want to seem like a goofball. Oh, yeah, I was skipping in the rain. You know? Like a total dumbass.
Oh my gosh. Now who's going to say I was in a car accident when they really weren't?
Thank you.
I just didn't even want to talk about it.
You should have just told people, you know what? Don't even ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a stupid ass story.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. Oh
my God.
So how about you? Do you remember any falls?
Yes, I had one. I was walking in my, on the sidewalk, but my heel got caught in like the crack in the sidewalk.
Uh-oh.
So like I kept walking, stepping, but my shoe obviously didn't move. So I fell, but then it was kind of like a domino effect. Like when I was falling, I felt like I was falling in slow motion. Because my purse went one way. My shoe was still behind me in the sidewalk. Oh, it was just all bad. And it happened as I was about to cross a major street.
Oh, Lord.
And there were cars at the stoplight. So, people saw. It was just really embarrassing.
Okay. But you didn't, like, fall out into the street or anything?
No.
Okay. Goodness. Yikes. And were you okay?
I was okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Scrape anything, ruin any clothes. Yeah.
My shoe was not okay.
Oh, it broke.
Yeah, I had to get it repaired because the heel was like all scratched up.
Okay.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's awesome. Yeah.
How about you, Sister K?
Yeah.
I think I told y'all mine. Well, I have two. One was my cousin and I growing up. I was more tomboyish. Mm-hmm. And my cousin was, she would always wear like costume jewelry and flats to school and heels, if she could get away with wearing heels, like little, you know, small heels.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I thought I was going to be cute and wear some flats.
Yeah.
To school. And this.
Wait, what do you mean? If you don't wear heels, you're wearing flats, right?
Well, like tennis shoes.
Oh, okay.
I just wore tennis shoes all the time.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
Poor, remember, poor. Okay. So, I don't know where I got these flats from, but I got some flats because I didn't have heels and flats and stuff anyway. But I had some at this school. And this school, when in the morning, you had to go into the cafeteria and it had like three or four steps down these little steps. And then you got into the main room. Mm-hmm. And I was thought I was cute coming down the steps. I probably was in like eighth grade or something like that. And honey, what if the flats hit that? It hit that tile step.
What did you do?
And I was gone. I don't know what. All I know is I was flat on my back by the time I came, you know, to realize where I was.
Oh,
it was so. And of course, you know, there's a bunch of people, kids in there.
Yes.
Waiting for the bell to ring to go to class.
Oh, man.
It was embarrassing as hell. And I moved a lot as a kid, too, so I was pretty new at this. I can't remember the name of the school, honestly. Anyway, it was embarrassing. So I probably didn't talk for about a week after that.
Oh, man. Were you okay, though, besides your ego?
Yeah, I wasn't hurt. I wasn't hurt. And I was like,
did people laugh out loud? Flat.
Oh, I'm sure. I can't remember specifically now, but I'm sure people did laugh.
Damn. Because
you laugh when people fall.
You do.
It's bad, but you do. Even if you don't even know that they're hurt or not, you still laugh.
Yeah.
And then another time was at work about probably 6 years ago in the cafeteria. You get out, you know, the line, you pay.
The cafeteria then, again?
Yeah, these fucking cafeterias, man. But this cafeteria was weird the way it was set up because you got out of the line and then you had to go down some stairs to get, there was like three different levels. So you could either stay on the same level and there was a couple of tables and then you could go down probably like 8 steps and there's some chairs on either side. And then you could go down like 8 more steps or 5. And then there's like the bigger part of the room. And you could sit and there's a bunch of chairs and that's where they would have big meetings because they had a big projector and all kinds of shit. Anyway, all the years I had worked there, never had a problem. But this particular day, for some reason, I had my tray. I had on regular shoes, you know, flat shoes, so it wasn't the shoes. For some reason, I missed the step, like the second to the last step.
Oh, shit.
And honey, the tray, I mean, I just fell forward, thankfully. But I fell flat, so all the food and stuff was on me.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Like, I was on top of the tray at the end of it.
Stop it.
Like I was snowboarding or some shit.
Oh, no!
And I know that I don't remember, because you know how that shit's a blur, but anyway, I know that I must have landed on my knees first, because my knees hurt like shit, and my knees still... You know, if I get on my knees to do anything, don't laugh, then not that. But, you know, if I'm like having to get under the bed or something.
Now, what do you mean?
I don't know, but not that.
Not that.
But if I have to get like one day I drop something under the bed and I had to get, you know, I had to get on the floor and I was like, damn, my knees are still hurt. Like. Wow. There's no other reason for my knees to be hurting because I'm not crawling around on the floor or anything.
Right.
So it has to be that. Anyway, I had to have hit my knees because they hurt. All I know is people started running. My friends, co-workers started running. Other people.
Running away? Because
it was like the high, no, to me, the high, it was know, high time of lunch. And this, you know, the cafe, it's a big company. So anyway, people started running. They're trying to pick me up. They're picking up my food. Are you okay? Are you okay? I started kind of crying because I was embarrassed.
Oh,
I was trying not to. You know how when you're trying not to cry, but you can feel it coming?
Yep.
I just said, okay, I'll be right back. And I ran to the bathroom. Oh, it was terrible. And then I came back and they gave me another lunch. They let me pick another one.
Nice.
It was awful. I was like, oh my gosh, I've been here for 10 years. I don't know how many years it was. Meanwhile, you
got apricots, gravy, peas, all kinds of stuff on your blouse.
Yes. Thank goodness I wear a lot of dark colors because it would have been a wet t-shirt contest in that mug.
I would have gone straight home.
Me too.
Well, I could have, I guess, but.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
That's hard to beat. Hard to beat.
That was a terrible one, man. I remember, I mean, even now, I'm cringing thinking about that.
Oh.
That's how embarrassing it was.
That's pretty
bad. The part that makes it embarrassing is when people, like, run to you and ask me if you're okay.
Yeah. I don't even know. Some man on one side was trying to pick me up. One of my friends who I was... who I was trying to follow to a table was trying to help me with my tray.
Oh, God.
Oh, it was awful. And then I do remember like a crowd behind me, like, Is she okay? Oh gosh. Bobby, I was flat. I'm telling you, I was flat on my stomach on top of the fucking tray.
Do they have any security footage?
They probably do.
Well, at least they gave you another tray of food.
Yeah, they're like, the cafeteria lady was like, oh my gosh. Okay, you come back and you get some more food. Oh my God. I was like, I can't eat this shit now.
I'm not hungry anymore.
They let me have it without paying for another thing. That was nice of them.
That was very nice.
That was very nice of them. So anyway, that was my worst.
Lord.
That was adult. I mean, that was adulthood.
I know, that's what makes it funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
I'm like, how do you miss a fucking step? How do you miss a step that I've stepped on multiple, you know, umpteen times?
Yeah.
But I'm clumsy as F. I bump into walls still.
What? The walls like, don't move. You know they're there.
You know when you turn a corner in your house? You never...
No.
You never hit the corner in your house and you turn the corner.
Sometimes I do.
See? Hello.
Yeah, I do.
Come on, how?
You'll turn the corner too quick or something because you're not paying attention. You're trying to get to the kitchen or to wherever you're getting to.
Yeah.
And I'll turn that corner too quick and bam, there's my boob or my shoulder or an elbow. Oh, I'm notorious for hitting my hands. I'm always hitting my hands on because I guess I walk with my hands out. I don't know.
Like a mummy?
Wait, do you walk like a zombie?
Like a zombie? Yeah.
No, no. I mean, next to my body, but I must swing them extra hard or something. Because
did you walk with your hands? I'm like, wait, what?
No, not up, out.
Okay.
To your sides.
To my sides.
Off your sides.
There must be, like, really off my sides because... I'm always hitting them in the door frame, on a corner. Even at work,
oh my
I do
goodness.
That.
Ouch.
Yeah! That's why my hands look like Rocky, probably.
Oh my
like I've
goodness.
Been boxing.
You're giving us a lot of ammo, Sister K.
Okay.
Ammo.
Right, Elmer?
Hey, you can't shoot nothing back over here. I live this mess. It ain't funny.
I'm just saying.
No, but I do, and I feel like I'm not alone. There must be people out there that do the same thing. They just don't admit it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Please write in if you have these other...
But yeah, I, you know, the clumsiness like did not leave at adolescence. It's still there.
Gotcha.
It's ridiculous at the point. It's like when you're, you know, older and you get acne or something. You're like, really?
I know, right?
This shit should have been back. You know,
right?
Gone way long time ago.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Anywho.
How do we get on fallen?
How did we?
Cross-legged, long-legged.
Yeah, we're talking about long legs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
From Jeremy. I think we were talking about Jeremy and his tattoos.
Jezza.
Jezza.
Oh, my gosh. That's so annoying.
So annoying.
So annoying. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, back to Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
What were you talking about before? Honestly, I cannot remember who came after Christina to be evicted. Because Jonathan left. What's his name? David left. Christina got evicted.
Angie left.
What's her name? Daniela and Gemma both tried to leave a couple of times.
Right.
And they came back. And I never could understand why they were trying to leave.
I don't know.
Megan
got evicted.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Yep.
Megan got evicted. I was surprised by that one. Especially considering Darren was still there.
What's that supposed to mean?
He's not that exciting.
What?
He's kind of boring.
Thank you. I was trying to say the B word. I mean, Megan, at least, I liked her, and I liked her little flip-outs because it was funny, even though it was a little bit odd.
Crazy.
It was funny, yeah.
I think I think it was just kind of, I didn't think they were funny. I just think that she's kind of unstable.
I think so too.
Well, they were about the randomest damn things.
Right.
Although the food one I got.
Yeah, and then she wasn't trying to be funny.
The drunk one I got because they hadn't fed her ass.
Right.
You know, for 2 days. But the but other she stuff
really
she would
flipped
get,
out.
She got mad about the granddad thing. She got mad about the
everything.
Cleaning up
well, that's
the clothes
her own damn fault.
Thing.
Right.
And yeah. They were all getting annoyed with Stephanie about her shit.
Yes.
She got mad about Stephanie using one of her outfits.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. That was so that drove me crazy.
And then going in the pool and just leaving it in the corner.
Yeah.
That would annoy me as well.
Then don't loan her your clothes.
Thank you.
That's the other part.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ay, ay, ay.
Did y'all see the episode was recent too where Stephanie was asking Darren about some clothes. Oh, can I borrow that? He's like, yeah, sure. And then he left the room and he was talking to John and Scotty T. And he's like, oh my gosh, she asked me to borrow the clothes because she hasn't washed her clothes yet. What should I say? They said, well, don't let her borrow. He's like, I can't do that. And then they were like, well, your stuff's going to get messed up then.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, she can't, how much damage can she do in a day? They're like, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have cigarette burns. You're going to have this. You're going to have that. I'm like, damn, is she that bad on clothes?
I guess so.
What the hell is she doing?
And she ain't washing her own. She's just borrowing everybody's stuff.
Yeah.
No, that ain't right. She must not have ever had to learn how to do laundry.
That's a shame.
Although, wait a minute. Let's take a step back. These people don't even have washer and dryer. They have to do this shit by hand.
Yeah, they do.
Well, that's true.
Now that I would avoid myself.
I mean, I was going to say I would be like her. I'd be kind of lost too.
Huh?
If I had to wash my clothes by hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't even want to do laundry in a washer and dryer.
Right. Yeah.
Hand wash.
I know, that's right. I hate doing laundry.
I'd wait until like I have absolutely nothing else to wear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever gone to work and someone says, ooh, you look so nice today? And you're like, yeah, all my stuff's dirty. I'm wearing like the Sunday stuff.
I gotta do laundry.
Yeah, because that's when I'll break out with like nice dresses.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh, what's the occasion?
They think it's something new.
I don't have any clean clothes.
Yeah, I haven't done laundry in a week.
Right.
Exactly. It's
been 2 weeks. Oh, that's funny. I'm the same. I would not want to be washing clothes by hand. Hell no. To the no. I think it's barbaric they have to do that.
It is.
It does seem kind of stupid.
Even what Celebrity Big Brother Australia has a washer dryer. They put it outside.
Yes.
But they have a washer and dryer for them.
And they had like laundry duty.
Now, see, I wouldn't have liked that. I think we talked about this when that happened. I don't want to be washing my clothes, and I want to wash other people's clothes.
Exactly. But they had to milk the cow.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. I'd be like, we don't need milk.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, Joseph.
I'd be like Gemma in The Tasks. I'm not doing it.
She is so annoying. No.
She was very annoying on a couple
of those.
And
I mean, she's so into her own hair. She couldn't do it. It paralyzes her.
That hair is starting to look not too great.
Couldn't they have given her something for her roots?
Yeah. I like
her hair.
It's not the roots that were the problem. It was the hair. Because however they have those extensions in there. Her hair, I loved it on launch night and the day after.
Yeah.
It's a lot of maintenance.
But honey, it ain't been looking that hot. Half the time, you see all the tracks in the back. And it's just...
Why don't she just pull it back?
I don't think she can.
I'm going to say she probably can't.
Because the way it's in there, it's like there's certain ways you probably can't pull it.
It's damn. I get the impression like it's meant for...
Just down.
That style, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it looks good when it's done up.
Mm-hmm.
But she's that one diary room, she says, my hair's so frazzled. I can't even do the accent. Just an A, you could do it. She was talking about how frazzled her hair was. Look at this. This is terrible. I need some help.
Oh my God.
I can't do that accent. I gotta practice my accent. I was doing good the other day. My hair is so frazzled. I don't know how to do it. I need a blow dry. I
can't. Yeah, she always needs a blow dry.
An Essex blow dry.
Essex, yeah.
I'm going to try doing Gemma when she's listening to someone or half listening to someone talks and she just does a doll like,
That's LM's impression of her.
No, she'll say, yeah.
It cracks me up every time because I'm like, she's not even listening.
No. She says she's learned stuff since she's been in there. That's a fucking lie.
Ooh.
She hasn't. She's so bad.
Well, but did you see the conversation she had with Darren, I think it was?
Yes.
Where he was saying, you know, I've really learned a lot about myself. This was a great experience. Mm-hmm. And she's like, but has it really been?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I think it's been awesome. Da, 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 da. She's like, well, I've learned that I really can go more than one day without
exactly.
a blow dry.
Exactly.
And I spend a lot of money on my hair and my nails. And I don't need to. Yeah, I can go a couple of days extra.
That's what she's learned from this experience.
And I've met all of you guys. But other than that, what should I? And then she says, what should I have learned?
Exactly.
And he said, well, it's up to each individual person to come up with, you know, to have their own thoughts about the experience.
Yeah, she's got nothing.
And then I don't think she even realized she was getting dissed. Because then he says, it could be as shallow. No, he said it could be as deep as the ocean or as shallow as a pond. Your experience.
Boom. Oh, Gemma.
I agree. I don't think she really gave two shits, really.
No, I don't think so either. And she's never a team player.
No.
No.
I knew as soon as they said, put them eggs over your head, she wasn't going to do it.
No way.
Mm-mm. There was no
way.
She
put the hair towel on and she still couldn't
even
do it.
Even if she had not just had her blow dry, she would not have done that.
No.
No way.
No way.
No why. So I was interested to get y'all's opinion on Daniela, and especially after some of the comments she's made about Stephanie. And specifically there was a moment where she was telling Stephanie, you know, she was self-destructive, she would never get a job after being on Big Brother. And then when Stephanie got offended by that comment, then she went on to say after Stephanie was in the house that she didn't care, you know, that she, well, first she said she cared about her and she could recognize herself in Stephanie and what she's doing. And then in a later breath, she said, I don't really care. She's the one that's acting like a slag with a boyfriend and she's messing with Jeremy and all this other stuff. And I was like, damn.
Hmm.
I think she's kind of a bit judgmental and harsh.
Yeah. And I'm not sure she has the, she's no, you know, saint herself, I don't think.
No.
So you have to be careful when you're saying that to some people when you're not really
right.
such a good person either.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised because I've been liking her, but then I thought, and you know, Stephanie is annoying as hell. Don't get me wrong.
She is. I agree.
But I didn't like when she was saying all that stuff and then saying, but I love you though. And I want to do what's best for you. I was trying to help you. Mm-hmm. How is that helping somebody?
No.
It's not.
It's
no.
Not.
That wasn't right.
No. I think Stephanie needs better help than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody that's a little bit more comforting and guiding.
Well, you know, Tiffany hit the nail on the head, kind of like Scottie T did, too, when he was getting really annoyed with her, Stephanie, because she kept, well, after the latest eviction, well, not the latest, the second to the last eviction where Jezza got evicted.
Jezza!
Which is surprising. But,
Mary.
Yeah, bye-bye. I was surprised by that one. But afterwards, apparently she's talking about him nonstop and rehashing
yes.
stuff and glad that her, you know, parents are proud of her. and Sky T was getting annoyed. He's like, oh, I can't hear it anymore. She just wants someone to tell her one more time that she's doing the right thing and that this, not, you know, that he loves her now that he's not here. Hmm. He's like, it's just too much. And so Tiffany was out there smoking too with John. And she's like, oh, but that's what insecure people do. When they're insecure, they do that. They need that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's exactly right.
Yeah. She is very needy.
Very insecure.
I mean, when the way she was clinging to Jezza on his way out.
Clinging.
Yeah, like clinging.
I thought he was just going to walk out dragging her. You know how like a little kid doesn't want you to leave, so they hold on to your legs?
Yeah.
I really thought she was going to do that.
And I think she just kept, she wanted him. Now, what did you think about him when he left? He just seemed like he wasn't so
into her.
Bothered.
I think he felt relieved.
Really?
Probably a little bit,
probably a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to get some space.
Mm-hmm. Although he didn't seem to want it while he's in there.
Yeah.
No, but like he kept telling her, it's 1 week, chill out.
Right.
I'll see you in a week.
True. He did have that conversation with her too about when they get out, they'll each have some time apart.
Mm-hmm.
She can go handle her business with Sam.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go handle his business, whatever he got. And then, then they would get back together and go on vacation or whatever.
Figure it out.
Yeah. So,
speaking of handling business, did you catch the part where Darren was telling about how he met his wife?
About the cheating?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Sister K?
Was that his wife, though, or was that another? No, that wasn't his wife. That was another, not his current
another
wife.
Another partner.
Maybe it was his.
Right. Not his current partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he got, like.
He was cheating.
Bugged.
Yeah, what the hell?
And like threatened. And
bugged on set, tried to blackmail him.
Yeah, blackmail him, that's right.
And
that's
terrible.
And they repeated back like the intimate stuff were saying. That is horrifying.
That's embarrassing.
Oh
my
God.
That's beyond embarrassing.
That's very embarrassing.
Like your privacy has seriously been violated.
Now, wait, what did they bug? His phone?
They bugged the bed.
He said they put a bug under the bed and the phone.
What?
Oh,
in
my
God.
And they had videos in the video cameras in the hallway because he said the video showed them going to each other's room.
Where was this? Was this a job he was on?
Yeah, they were on set.
So that was the actual production company who did it or who bugged it?
I don't think he said who did it.
Probably the paparazzi of some sort.
Probably. Whoever it was, he said that they paid the hotel security a few bucks to like let them in the area.
Damn.
Yeah. So they could bug it all.
Well, good for him for not paying it though.
Yeah.
Because they said, I went home and had to talk to my partner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She went and talked to her partner.
Yep.
Yeah, because once they blackmail you once, they'll keep doing it.
Yeah, it'll go on and on.
But if you fess up, there's nothing they can hold with you.
That's terrible.
Right. Yeah, that is terrible.
And he said they went into hiding for like a week.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's awful. And he said the only good thing about that was his son.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's amazing. That's terrible.
Yeah.
So that tells you, because then there was a conversation Gemma had about how famous he was back in the day, like how famous he used to be back when he was in his heyday.
Mm-hmm.
So if he had people paying and bugging his room and shit, apparently he was.
Yeah, that's right.
He was a big time
celeb. Apparently, if they're doing all that, that's crazy. That's terrible. That makes you not want to ever be famous.
I know.
Because you wouldn't want your shit bugged up like that.
Oh my God, no.
No, but it's kind of like,
especially
when
if you're cheating.
Celebrity. True.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's also like if you're a celebrity, you know
somebody's
paparazzi is
going
to follow you. You need to take extra precaution.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's always going to be watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They think they can get away with it, though.
Come
not
on.
Thinking straight.
Look at what's his name? That singer, Blurred Lines. Alan.
Oh, Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
He was married to Paula Patton, gorgeous woman. But then they had pictures of him at nightclubs with his hands on people's butts and kissing people. He thought he was slick.
He did.
He thought he was slick.
He did.
And that shit was going to be okay. And when apparently he thought nobody was going to take pictures and sell it or anything.
But you know what the thing with him, though? I think him not being sober had a lot to do with it.
Oh.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
You believe that? You believe that story he told?
What? That he
was high and drunk most of that time?
Oh, both of them were. Absolutely. Him and
Paula.
That's
his excuse?
I believe that. You could tell. Like, every award show and live appearance, you could tell they were both so high.
I couldn't tell.
Oh, my gosh. I could tell.
I haven't seen anything.
It's been several years. And she...
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in anything yet since then.
I haven't either.
But they're separated now, right?
Yes.
I think they're divorced.
Yeah, divorced.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen her yet.
No.
You know who also we haven't seen much of?
Who?
Sanaa Lathan.
Oh, I've seen her lately because she was doing a lot of promotion for the last movie she was in.
Yeah, that's it. But, I mean, remember she used to be in everything.
She did. Used to be in, like, every single...
Everything.
Yeah.
And then she didn't see her forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, where is she being? I really like her.
She posts a lot on Instagram.
Does she?
Yeah.
I really like her. I haven't seen that movie, but I need to watch it.
I need to watch it, too.
Which movie?
The Perfect Guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
It didn't get very good ratings. That's why I haven't, like, broke my neck to watch it.
It's apparently where she meets this guy. They date. Hook up, whatever. He ends up being a tad, and by a tad, I mean a lot crazy.
Stalkerish. Yeah.
And he's the guy playing is Michael Ealy, who is fine.
Yes, he is.
Fine. And I think Morris Chestnut plays her boyfriend or something. Yep.
I guess he's like, I think Morris Chestnut is maybe her new boyfriend.
He is fine. Too. Morris fine as chestnut. Oh, he is. I love him.
That's a great name.
Isn't it?
Morris Chestnut.
Morris Chestnut.
Yeah.
It is.
You cannot beat that.
That's true.
He is so good.
He was meant for Hollywood.
Yeah. Man.
If that's his real name.
Huh.
Don't know.
I don't
know. Anyway, two times the fine on that movie. So I'm like, I need to watch this movie.
Yeah.
Even though one is crazy.
Speaking of two time fine, so Idris Elba won an award.
He won two, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. The Beast of No Nation.
I haven't seen that yet.
I don't think I'm ever going to watch that.
I thought we weren't going to watch that.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch.
I think it's going to be too disturbing.
It is. No, we're passing on that.
What was the other one? Oh, Luther.
Yeah.
He won for Luther also.
Did you ever watch The Last Luther?
No. It's still on my DVR, though.
Okay.
You watched, right, Ellen?
Of course.
Of course. Me too.
I got to wait for a free daytime.
Daytime.
Yeah, it's got to be daytime.
Yeah.
Daytime.
A free daytime that I'm not falling asleep. Idris needs to be on our TV more.
Definitely.
A lot.
I would love if he could be like on a weekly show.
Yeah.
TV.
Yeah, that would be so awesome.
No, it would.
Yeah.
It really would. Somebody needs to make that happen. Come on, Hollywood.
Someone. Hello.
Make it happen. Pay that man what he wants and get him on TV.
Really?
So we can see him on a weekly basis.
Yeah. I wouldn't know how to act.
Hello. Me neither.
We'd definitely be tuning in like live.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
You know what they haven't done is, you know, we have a lot of like Shonda Rhimes TV where it's a main woman. We don't have a main man drama like that. You know what I mean?
Luther.
Well, Luther, but that's the thing about
that's
Luther.
Over there.
Yeah, the problem with Luther is, first of all, it's over in the UK, so we get it late. Yeah. And the second thing is, it's only 1, 2, 3 episodes.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell kind of season is that? I'm talking like 16 or 20 episodes. That's what we need in a season.
Yeah.
Or 10, even 10 would be okay. Because a lot of cable does 10. But you can't do 3 episodes and call that a season.
Well, they do.
I know. That's...
And the seasons are like over 1 year apart.
Now, what kind of sense does that make?
I know. But we still tune in.
Sure we do. Any chance we get.
Do.
Right.
That's so true. So true.
We don't care how
long
we have to wait.
But they're supposed to start Luther here, a U.S. version.
Right.
Did we say who was going to play Luther, though?
I don't think they
revealed it
yet.
I don't think they've casted
yet. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It just is going to direct it. He's going to be the director.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That means he'll do some interviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know about that. They can't mess up the casting. Oh, no. Speaking of casting. Okay, so LM, you're reading Reacher now.
I am.
And you're liking it so far, what you've read so far.
Yes, but I can already tell that Tom Cruise is not a good fit.
Thank you. That's what I was going to ask
already.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah, because the guy's like a giant in the book, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they describe
him. Tom Cruise is a little itty bitty man.
He is. He's teeny tiny.
Yeah.
I know. And wait, Tom Cruise is very, like, classically good looking, right?
True. Reacher. And Jack Reacher is not.
Right. He is. No. He's not ugly, but he's not supposed to be, like, handsome.
See, I'm thinking, well, he's kind of too old, but I was going to say Harrison Ford.
Oh, no. Old.
He's too old, though. Yeah, he's too old.
What about that
Harrison
guy?
Harrison Ford was too cute, I think, still.
Who?
Harrison Ford's too cute?
He would have been, like, back in his day.
What about that guy that played in the second season of True Detective?
Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
He's very tall.
He is tall.
He is tall.
But they would have to make him rugged and big.
I was going to say, Vince Vaughn is too clean cut.
Okay,
yeah, he'd have to be rugged and big and muscular because Reacher is supposed to be like 6'5", mm-hmm. big, like 200 and... What is it? I can't remember now. It's been so long. Like 265... Like a big linebacker type.
But he's not fat.
He's not, but none of it's fat. It's all muscle.
Right.
Okay.
And he's supposed to be not scraggly, but, you know, like, what's that word?
Gruff.
Got kind of gruff. He's had his nose broken, so his nose isn't straight.
Okay.
And, like, big jawline, like a prominent mm-hmm. jawline. And not scraggly, but...
scruffy.
Kind of.
Yes.
Unkempt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And part of his thing is that he wants to be kind of off the grid.
Yeah, he doesn't want to stand out.
Be noticed, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though he's a big fella, but...
He is noticed, but...
Right.
He doesn't, like, own a car. He doesn't have credit cards. You know, he wants to kind of... This would be a very, very good series if they ever made it on TV.
Into a TV show, yeah. Obviously, there's a lot of content.
Yeah, there's what?
Heck
books
yeah.
And books.
17 books. So
yeah.
They could really make it into a really cool TV show if they ever wanted
to.
That
would be cool.
Yeah. And not cast Tom Cruise as the part.
Well, right. Yeah.
They could find somebody, though.
Oh, definitely.
What about the guy? I don't know his name. Have either of you watched Shades of Blue?
No.
Hello, yes. I love that show. I'm behind on it, though. But I
okay.
Love it.
It's not her partner, but the head guy.
Ray Liotta?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You don't think he could do Reacher?
He's too old. He's too old. He's too old.
How
he's
old
not
is
old
Reacher?
As Harrison.
Harrison Ford is like 70-something.
Yeah.
He's not... How old is Ray? He's not 70.
Oh, he's got to be.
He's got to be up there.
He's got to be up there. 60s.
Late 60s.
Seriously?
Late 50s, 60s.
Okay, I just looked up. He's 61.
Okay.
Oh.
I still think that's too old. I think Reacher's supposed to be like 35 to 40.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah, he's like double the age.
Well, I've got the book. I've got the book on my reading list.
Oh, good.
So yay! I'll give it a shot.
The first one?
The first one.
Yeah, that's good.
So as you can see, y'all, we're loving Big Brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. I totally forgot. How do we keep getting off of Big Brother? I guess we're like not into it.
That's how interesting it is.
Exactly.
I've been actually enjoying watching Big Brother this season. I don't know what it is.
I was just going to ask your question.
There's certain parts of Big Brother that I'm like, ugh, this is boring. Ugh, I don't want to hear any more about Stephanie and Jeremy.
Yep.
I really still like Tiffany. She's my favorite. And I don't know why she's my favorite. I think it's because she is funny, but she's honest. And she's playing a game, but she's doing it, like in my opinion, kind of in an honest way, if that makes sense.
It does.
And she, like, to me is relatable because she talks about things that you would talk about. But she just does it in front of millions of people, you know?
Well, speaking of that, do you think it was TMI when she told, I think it was Darren?
Yeah.
Do you think that was TMI?
Yes.
Told him what?
I think that she was horny.
Yeah. I think she crossed a line there.
But I think she's doing it because she knows it makes him uncomfortable. And
but do you think, because remember, he went back and said, oh, she's only doing it because the TV, free TV, and the cameras are rolling.
I think
but I'm thinking, Darren, dude. Big Brother cameras are rolling 24/7.
24/7. Yeah. I don't think she did it for that specific. I think she did it to fuck with him. Because she had said in a previous episode how he avoids her. He doesn't talk to her really unless there's a lot of other people around.
Yeah.
And it's obviously he can't stand her. I think she did it to fuck with him.
I think so too. I think it was all a part of her gameplay. Mm-hmm.
She also asked him if he had ever thought about cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
During that one game. I think that was really what bothered
him.
It.
Yeah, that bothered
yes.
him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why he had been avoiding her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and so. That, and she told him that she thought he was sexy. Remember true. That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found she's liked him the whole time. She did, because she said the shit in the diary room, too.
Way back.
I'm like, what is she look? I find you so sexy. You are a man. He's like, oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, I mean, yeah, huh. Mm-hmm.
She cracks me up when she's talking to Scotty T, too.
Oh, goodness,
like,
yes.
When he was in the shower?
Yes.
Oh,
she's like, do you need help washing?
She's like, oh, Scotty T.
She's like, oh, my goodness.
She was saying some stuff. I was like, oh, yeah. My God. She is so funny.
She is funny. But I like that about her because I would never probably talk anywhere near anything like that stuff. But it's fun to watch someone else do it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just like her. And I do think she's been entertaining. And I like when she gets... Well, I do have to say she is different when she's drinking. And the way that her and Stephanie run to the storage room to get the alcohol is just a little bit concerning. It's
too much, yeah.
It's like, oh, you're that excited for some beer and wine?
Yeah.
It's like you have to have that all the time. But other than that, she's my favorite character, housemate.
So to answer the question you posed earlier.
Yes.
You do think that this season is good as other CBBs?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And the one thing I will say about it that I like a lot more than... And then, you know, the last couple of seasons has been a little bit not as fun mm-hmm. because of all the arguing they had. Now, don't get me wrong. I like a good argument. But they got too serious with the shit in the last couple of years. And then even in the regular Big Brother, we had the Helen the H. Is this the A? I'm waiting for you.
The hoe?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Helen's like, don't.
But, you know, it was just too much, and the argument was so nasty and vicious and just not necessary. And then they had the nerve to bring her ass back to the Celebrity Edition, which was like, I don't know, it just didn't make it fun. So to me, this season, they have their arguments and stuff, but it's not as nasty and vicious. And then they, which I still find surprising, make up like the next day, but it's still, they still have fun too. So that's what I'm liking about it.
And you, Sister A?
I am not too excited about this season.
Do tell.
I just haven't found that I've really connected with anybody all that much.
Okay.
I keep thinking about last season with our awesome buddy, the rapper.
Scoop. Fat Man Scoop.
Scoop. Thank you. You know, there were people there that I really, like, got attached to.
Now,
really,
if they would have had Scoop in this season, it would have been off the chain.
Yeah.
It would have been off the chain.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been okay. I do appreciate, like Sister K said, that there's been arguments, but it hasn't been, like, the entire season. Mm-hmm. They've kind of had more of a balance this year. But I just find I just am not that interested in most of them.
Any of the people.
Yeah. So I'm kind of disappointed that way.
Aww.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, LM?
Well, surprise, surprise, I agree with you.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Whoa. Let me just check. Okay.
I have not connected with any of the housemates.
Okay.
They just seem boring.
Yeah.
And maybe it is because they don't have arguments like the other seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But their conversations are boring. Their life stories are boring. I'm just not into them. And I think another big reason is because they whine. Like, they whine and are a bunch of crybabies.
Yeah.
And that just annoys me to no end.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's hard to watch them.
Yeah.
Like, not one episode goes by with someone whining or whinging.
Whinging.
Yeah.
Whinging.
Yeah. Whinging.
Whinging.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is true.
And it also could be because I'm not familiar with most of them.
I'm not either. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if we watch the reality shows that they're on.
Yeah.
Then we'd be more interested.
Right.
Because
you'd know more about them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, we really didn't. And all the Americans seemed to leave on their own.
Right.
You know, I liked David.
Thing I did.
Yeah. But he left early.
Yeah.
And a lot of people walked out.
They did. And that's why, like, they're a bunch of crybabies. Like, CBB is not like a regular Big Brother season where you're locked in the house, no outside contact for months.
Months.
These people can't even survive 3 weeks.
No.
That is true. Yeah, you're right.
That bothers me.
And they know what, like, they're getting into.
Yeah, they know what they're getting into, but I feel like this is an opportunity that they're just chucking away.
I think that after a while, though, they just get tired of it, and they are like, okay, this is a long time. It's kind of like you're on 24/7. You never have a real moment to relax.
True.
And,
You know, even though you're living in there and you kind of probably forget about the cameras, you still are on. The lights are on the whole time, bright in your face.
And they're messing with you.
They're messing with you, making you do shit.
The days are long and boring.
What they're getting into.
Yeah. But like they all say and they leave, you just don't know how it's going to be till you really get in there and how you're going to feel. And how even they don't really understand the emotion behind it. But no, I get your point. I get your thing about not really connecting with any of the people.
Yeah. Which is what the whole thing is about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but I find their tasks haven't been that interesting.
No.
No.
I mean, usually those were a lot of fun.
They were.
They can be.
They're too nasty. They're doing so many of the gagging.
I forgot Christopher got evicted.
With his gagging all the time.
That's
right. Oh, gosh. He needed to go. I couldn't hang with all that damn gagging.
That's just messed up.
But all, most of the tasks have some type of gagging.
Why is that?
I don't know. Every season. Oh, I don't know what it is.
It's gross.
It's disgusting. It's gross. I usually fast forward.
I just mute it.
Or muted, yeah. Yeah,
muting is the best.
I can't hear it, yeah.
Well, we only have a few more days to go. Yes. So
right. We're hanging in there.
It will be over. Do y'all plan to watch the regular version when it comes back?
Yes, I will.
The regular people, supposedly.
Yes.
Edition of BB UK.
Yes.
Yeah. Because that's really all we have these days.
I know.
True. What the? I know we talk about this every week. I still don't understand why Australia is not coming back.
I asked Rohan that in my message to him. And? What is going on over there? I haven't heard back yet.
Okay.
But I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I would really like to know.
Well, oh, and another thing with CBB. I don't want to say it's bad enough. That sounds bad, but it's already time consuming to watch an episode every day.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to fucking find an episode or a channel that uploads on time regularly before they're taken down.
Yeah.
It gets, I'm like, really, the season isn't that good for me to be searching the internet to watch.
Right. Agreed.
I know, that's right.
So I'm hoping they get their shit together before BB UK starts.
Shoot. I know, right?
Because that's a longer season. And if they're like this, I'm hoping they're like this only because it's celebrities. I'm hoping.
Yeah. Copyright stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope so too.
I still don't get the whole point of that. They could get so many more people and money.
Opened
it up to the world.
I know.
Especially because they have people voting, paying to vote.
Exactly.
Yeah, they really could. So.
But yes, I plan to watch.
Yes, me too.
I do too.
Yay.
Yay. Well, we had some email about Big Brava.
All right.
Big Brav. Let me get to it. Okay.
Get to it.
Ew.
All right.
Email. Okay. Our first one is from Janice.
Janice. Hey.
Hey, Janice.
Hey.
You're new, huh?
Yellow.
I remember a Janice. Maybe she is. She says, the last email I sent was inspired because of your podcast. It had me laughing so hard. I kept editing the email and was falling asleep as I did it, so probably made little sense and I forgot to sign my name. Oh, Janice, you were the one who emailed last time and didn't sign your name.
Anonymous.
That's what it was.
She pulled an LM while emailing feedback.
That's a good one.
Oh, I love it.
She's falling asleep as she was editing the email. She says, number one, why are they sorting dirty laundry? Oh, shit. We didn't talk about this. Thank you, Janice. Even better, why are they sorting dirty laundry on their table? Okay, let's back this train up.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
OMG, I totally forgot about this. I probably blocked it, mentally blocked this shit from my mind.
Traumatizing.
Trauma. First of all, okay. Ooh, there's so much we could talk about. Christopher was the one.
Yeah.
Darren
was?
Yes. Yeah. Christopher was the one. Darren was with him, though, and John was there getting tea or something.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher's the one who put that shit on the table and said, let's sort through the dirty clothes. And then when they saw...
What they saw?
Underwear that John then said was called, what, pigeon poop dropping, whatever. And I had to rewind. I was like, okay, I don't understand what this is. What are they talking about? And then when I finally realized it was underwear, I was like, oh, no. Then it was John, so this is where we can fault John, who actually said, oh, let's shame whoever it is. Let's find out who it was and shame them. Whose underwear it is. And I'm like, Shame.
Shame.
I was thinking, oh my gosh, first of all, how effing nasty to put dirty clothes on your table that you eat at.
Agreed.
Second of all, if you did come across some pigeon, whatever the fuck they called it, underwear, why would you then try to hunt down the person? Throw that shit out.
Thank you.
Take the shit off the table.
I would fling that thing so fast.
Yeah, and get the Clorox out. Ain't nobody got no fucking Clorox
out. Put it right in the
trash. Yeah.
Outside.
Yes. Yeah. And then get out the paper towels and the 409. So, what they end up doing is going around the house. Whose underwear is it? Megan was still in the house at the time. She was like, it ain't mine. I don't have red underwear.
And Jim is like,
and I wash my stuff. I don't leave my stuff out. They all knew whose fucking underwear it was because she don't never wash her shit.
Thank you.
So, problem number two was the fact that it was Stephanie's who doesn't ever wash her stuff.
Yeah.
If you were having issues, why wouldn't you put your shit away?
She's just gross.
But I felt bad for her. I really felt bad for her in that episode because that's embarrassing as fuck.
Yes.
Embarrassing as all get out.
Mm-hmm.
And for those guys to then try to figure out who the fuck it was, that to me was awful.
That wasn't necessary.
What'd y'all think?
I was just more appalled at the dirty laundry being on the table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so nasty.
Very.
Christopher.
You nasty, Liverpool.
Nasty ass. And if it wasn't yours, why did you even pick it up?
Right.
Unless you're going to wash it. And then what was made even worse, and I kept thinking, shut up, Stephanie. Did any of y'all do that while you were watching it? Shut up, Stephanie. Because she was denying it, and then she finally admitted that it was hers. And then she went on to say, well, I'm having issues, and the stress, and whatever the hell issues she was going through. She was also sick because Gemma was sick, too. I think everybody was getting sick.
Everyone, yeah.
She wasn't feeling well anyway. She's like, I've been having issues. I was like, we don't need to know all that.
No, just chastise them and walk away.
Yeah. Just let it go. Ugh. And how nasty. This is the worst part, actually. How bad of Big Brother to even put that shit out there.
Right. That's right. They could have cut that.
They weren't going to cut that stuff.
No.
But they could have.
They could have.
They had some morals.
Class. Anyway, thank you, Janice, for bringing that up.
Yes.
Number two, because I totally forgot about that. Number two, did Daniela say Stephanie was getting away with murder because Stephanie hid a sneaker under Daniela's pillow? Oh my gosh, that sneaker under the pillow pissed her right off.
What the hell was that all about?
She got so upset behind that. It was...
Was she just trying to piss her off or what?
They were just playing pranks on people.
Okay.
And they were taking people's shoes and they're... Now, I get it. Shoes are gross.
Yeah.
You know, underneath the pillow. But, I mean, Daniela, come on.
Yeah.
Number three. I think Tiffany is a great housemate. I agree. Thank you.
Yes.
Number four. G and D leave and come back. Gemma and Daniela. I think for Celeb Big Brother, they shouldn't vote anyone out. They should just wait and see who is left at the end and who can stay the longest time to determine the winner.
That's a good idea.
Very good idea.
That could last for months.
No,
they would just...
Unless the celebrity is like really broke and doesn't have anything to do.
Yeah. They'd find a way
Look
to get them out.
Look how many celebrities, U.S., mind you, flew the coop.
I
don't think it would last too long.
Yeah. They start starving them and depriving them.
A couple of old ones.
Make it like Survivor style.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
Number five. Gemma was trying to bully Stephanie into saying that Gemma was not a bully. I don't remember that conversation. Gemma was trying to bully Stephanie into saying that Gemma was not a bully. I don't remember that.
No.
No.
So apparently there was a conversation about bullying. Oh, I remember that conversation. Stephanie kept saying, y'all are bullying me, because she got into an argument with Danielle and Gemma. And then somebody was telling her, Megan or someone was telling her, quit using the B word, the bullying word. That's not really what's going on. That was kind of early on. It's like the second week, I think.
Okay.
Megan was still there. Christina, I think, was still there.
Oh.
There really is no difference with her gone. That Christina.
Who?
Christina. I mean,
no.
I'm struggling to remember what the hell she looked like. Number six. Was Tiffany's reaction to Megan's eviction the same as when she thought David Guest had died? Laugh out loud.
She yeah. was. She was like, oh.
Tiffany is the classic overreactor
yeah.
about everything.
She is.
She's just one of those people. And we all know people like that.
Yep.
They overreact yes. to stuff. She did the same thing when Jeremy died. She's like, oh, Jeremy, oh. I was like, oh, come on now.
Yeah.
She says, Celebrity Big Brother is so much better than American Big Brother, Janice. Thank you, Janice.
Thank you.
Thanks, Janice.
And I agree, because I don't watch that American version anymore. What do y'all think? Is Celebrity Big Brother better than American Big Brother?
Not this season.
No.
Has it ever been?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So it yes. all depends.
Depends on the cast.
Exactly.
So y'all liked last season Celebrity Big Brother better. The one with yes. Scoop and Jenna and yes. Farrah.
Yeah.
Who won that one? I know, I always ask.
James did.
Oh, right.
I would have liked to see Tiffany and Jenna in the same house. I think that would be comedy.
Oh.
Mm.
There would have been a lot more arguing, I think.
Between them, you think?
I think so.
I think they would get along.
Which one was Jenna?
No. She said, did you say Jenna or Farrah?
Jenna.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard that, but then I thought of Farrah.
No.
Which one was Jenna?
Jenna.
Remember Farrah.
Jenna Jameson, the porn star.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That would have been very interesting.
Yeah.
It would have been. Different dynamic, but I think they would have gotten along.
Yeah.
They may have, yeah.
After they had a couple spats, I think they would have gotten along.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we had another one more email, and this is from Marnie.
Okay.
My dear sisters, love listening to you ladies dish about everything reality TV. I am a huge Big Brother fan, both the U.S. version as well as the U.K. and their celebrity seasons. You speak from the heart. You do not BS. You all have an opinion. I love that you all don't agree a lot of the time. We sure don't.
And you see how surprised we are when we do.
Exactly.
And I can back it up.
That's true. You're like, what? You agree with me?
With me?
Me?
Me? Keep up the great work. I just wish that I could hear you every day. LOL XX. Much love to you all. Marnie.
Aw,
thank you,
Marnie.
Marnie.
Dang, that is a super sweet email.
Very sweet email.
Very nice.
Aww, that's so sweet. I wish you could hear us every day, too.
Yes.
That'd be fun. That'd be an overload of sister speak, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh my
be overloaded. Oh, that is funny. We don't agree on much.
I know.
That's what makes it interesting, though.
It does. Yeah, because
if we all agreed all the time.
Exactly. It would be boring if we all had the same opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, well, I like that, too. Oh, yeah, I like that, too. Okay.
Right.
What else we
all right.
to talk about?
What's next?
What else? Next. Next. Thank you, Marnie. And
thank you.
Janice, our two emailers.
Excellent.
Yeah, appreciate that. So, that is all the feedback we had for this episode. If you would like to send feedback on the next time that we record, we will be talking about the finale. So send us in your feedback of who you think will win or who you want mm-hmm. to win. So before we sign out, ladies, who do you want to win the final? So So at the end of it all, we have Darren, Daniela, Stephanie, John,
Tiffany,
and Scotty T.
Tiffany.
Oh, and Sister A, you said Tiffany too?
What did you say? I will say Darren.
Oh, you want Darren to win?
Oh. Or Scotty T.
Interesting.
Okay.
I'm Tiffany. I wouldn't be mad at Scotty T one either.
I was going to say Scotty T would be my second choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's been consistent.
He has.
Yeah.
He's made sense. He's made the most sense out of everybody.
Really right. Does. Surprisingly.
I know, right?
So.
So we're pretty much almost on this. I don't know about the Darren.
I don't know about the Tiffany.
Because what is Darren? Sis A, feeling the New York love. Darren, what did he do, though? He doesn't do anything.
Darren's just there. Like, I don't feel like he's playing a game. Uh-uh. He's just there.
Yeah.
I just like him being there.
Okay.
Okay.
Good enough.
Okay.
That is not a valid reason.
Okay, brother.
We need to get
big brother.
We need to get a big brother clip. You please give us a valid reason for your nomination.
That is not valid.
Not valid. So, yes, let us know who you would like to win Celebrity Big Brother 2016. We'd love to hear your opinions. You can send it to sissyspeak@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 972-755-1215 or speakpipe.com/sissyspeakpodcast. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/sissyspeakpodcast. We also have a group called Sister Speak Nation. Just look for us there. You can also talk to us on Twitter. I'm @_SisterK.
I am @LiteraryMarie.
And I am @AKSIDS.
Before we sign off for the week, we have some exciting news that we hope that you guys have seen or talked about with your friends. We are going to have our first annual Sister Speak Choice Awards.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! And this is going to be fun because these are going to be categories that we care about in the Sister Speak Nation.
Our own
categories. Yeah. Forget the Academy and not recognizing what we want to recognize.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do our own.
Yep.
So we have some Sister Speak generated categories, and we even have a space for you to put in your own category. Mm-hmm. If you have some that you don't think that we have. So what are some of the interesting ones that we've got? We have best display of taco meat on television.
Very important.
The trickiest trick hoe.
The trickiest trick hoe. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's very important. What adult beverage do you consume while you're watching your favorite shows?
Yes, do tell.
Or a favorite snack when watching your favorite show.
Yep.
So,
if you would like to put in your nominations for the Sister Speak Choice Awards, please do so by going to sisterspeakpodcast.com/awards. Add in your nominations. We are going to close them on February 12th, and then within about 2 days, we will have all of the nominees announced and have regular voting for our winners. So again, go to sisterspeakpodcast.com/awards and put in your nominations.
Yes. Be creative. Yay. Get excited.
Be creative. Get excited. Tell your friends.
Yes. Participate and pass it on.
Pass it on. You can nominate more than once.
Yes.
Go crazy. And we do plan to do like a live sort of event with all our sisters to go through the winners, right? At some point. We haven't figured it out yet, but...
Yes, we haven't figured that out yet, but we hope to have an actual awards show.
Yes.
Of course, it will be online. And where we can announce the results of our voting.
Yes, we want to hear some good feedback.
That would be very fun. So
yeah.
Send those awards... don't send them in because they won't count. Go to sisterspeakpodcast.com/awards to put in your nomination, and it does not count unless you hit submit.
Yes.
So So do that, peeps.
Do it.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much for another fun edition of Big Brother. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
See you next time.